We didn't have our normal prayer time today, and I'm sure you're aware of what has happened in our nation this week. 3 mass shootings, 1 about a week ago in California, and then 2 yesterday, 1 in Ohio and 1 in a Walmart store in Texas. And of course, with more shootings, then the issue is raised again about gun control and guns. But I have to tell you, I was really struck by something that I believe it was the Attorney General of the state of Texas, might have been the I don't remember exactly what his position was, but one of the high-ranking members in the government of Texas. And he was talking about the gun issue, and he said, whether we had had a gun law in effect wouldn't have really changed the outcome of what happened on Saturday. He said, the only answer is this, defense. Can you imagine telling Americans now, when you take your family into a Walmart store, like people did yesterday, shopping for back-to-school supplies, you better have your eyes open and you better be prepared to find a place to dive for cover when somebody with a rifle starts shooting. Can you imagine saying that to the people of this nation? But that's where we're at. 32 mass shootings so far this year. That averages more than one per week. I remember a time in this country when if there was one mass shooting in the space of a year, people would be saying, what's going on? What are we doing wrong? What do we need to change? And now we're getting used to it. And several officials yesterday made that comment, and they said it's become so common now, people aren't even paying attention anymore. But if you were one of those families who went to that Walmart yesterday to buy school supplies, and 20 of whom are now dead and 26 are now injured, I think it would be more than just a passing news story. What do we Christians do? I think there's one thing we have to do, and that is we cannot tolerate words of hate. Because words of hate, some people are satisfied with words of hate. That's all they need to make them feel better. Other people are not satisfied with words of hate. They have to transform those into words of action. And if we as Christians, if we do not make clear to the world that we will not tolerate words of hate, we're going to have to get better at comforting those who are the victims of acts of hate, because the acts of hate will go on and on and on and on. I don't have to tell most of you that the shooting in the Walmart store is now being classified as an act of domestic terrorism and a hate crime. Because the person who went into the store and killed all those people, according to his website, was trying to do something about the Hispanic invasion of Texas. So we are in a place now where we as Christians, we have to stand up for love. We have to stand up, we have to speak words of love, and we have to make sure we don't tolerate words of hate, because that's not what we're about. The Bible says hate always produces death, and we have to be sure that we don't tolerate that. And so I've asked Bruce Bliss if he'll come and have a word of prayer for our nation. Bruce is a pastor to the pastors of the South Atlantic District, and I think he's very sensitive to what's going on in our nation. So Bruce, would you have a word of prayer for our nation? Thank you.
I'd invite you, if you're sitting close to someone, just to let's join hands together as I pray. Father, we come before you recognizing one thing, and that is that our world is broken. This is not the world that you designed. This is not the world that you created when you spoke out of nothing into existence. This is not the world that you made, that when you said, let there be light, there was light. And neither is this the world that you have planned for the future. Our enemy, Lord, loves to destroy. He loves to kill. He loves to create mass confusion and despair. But Lord, we have sung this morning, and we are reminded again that we are more than conquerors through Christ. We are more than just people who are caught into the darkness that surrounds us, but we are children of the light. And as Pastor reminded us this morning, we have an obligation to speak against hate, to stand strong in the face of those who want to destroy. But Lord, beyond that, we want this morning especially to pray for those families who are suffering this unthinkable loss, that someone would come with a rifle and start picking off people in the parking lot and then wander into the store and shoot people standing in line. God, would you comfort them? We thank you that probably many of them are people who belong to you, who know you. And we pray today as they gather that you would remind them of your grace, your mercy, that your comfort would be mightily present among these who are suffering this loss. But Jesus, as someone said recently, we're so tired of praying for people who have been through this trauma. We want it to stop. And Lord, I pray for courageous leadership among our politicians to do what needs to be done to try to stem this. But more importantly, Lord, we pray for the hearts and minds of people who Satan has taken over, that you would make them unsatisfied with the darkness, that you would remind them that there is a light that comes from Jesus Christ, who has died to save them and to bring them into wholeness and to give them victory over darkness. Lord, I pray for those who are ministering among people today, that you will give them the message of the gospel in all of its purity and gloriousness. And Lord, would you transform people from the inside out? Come, Lord Jesus, we pray in your name.